This is it. This is the Business Greenhouse, and I'm Emmy Faust, and you are listening in December. I am recording some very short 5 or so minute episodes every day in the run up to Christmas, bringing you strategies, tactics, and tips to help you grow a thriving business. So I hope you enjoy it, and let's get on with the show. Today is Sunday the 8th of December. I don't actually know if anyone listens to podcasts on a Sunday. I do sometimes, but what I normally tend to do is just go and find the podcast I like and listen to the most recent episode. So if you are listening on a Sunday, hello. And if you're listening to this in the week, then that is also fantastic. I'm just sticking to my daily podcasting routine. And today I want to talk about the customer journey, which is something that I believe is really, really important. I think it's often overlooked, and it's one of the most important things in my eyes to look after your prospects and your leads and your customers at every stage of the journey. So I'm going to definitely do some more episodes on this because there is so much that you can cover off when you're talking about the customer journey. But just think about your customer journey. So what happens to your prospects? So those are the people that have never heard of you. They don't even know you exist, but they're the ones that you want to buy from you. So what would be the journey that they go through getting to know you? So maybe they'll hear about you through a referral, through word of mouth. Maybe they'll read about you in a magazine or an online article. Maybe they will see you on social media. Maybe they will see some ads. Maybe they will search for you or search for a product or service that you provide in Google and come across you that way. So from the minute that a prospect comes into contact with your business and your brand, that is the start of the customer journey. So at every point from then, you have to be thinking about creating an amazing customer experience and being on brand. And that will then go through. So as they are prospects, and then once they have shown an interest, that maybe they've joined your newsletter, maybe they've watched a video, maybe they've downloaded your lead magnet or done a quiz, or you've met them at a networking event and they've said they're interested, then they become leads. And you've got to think about what's that process that you take for your leads to get them to become customers. So that's all about getting them to know, like, and trust you, and nurturing leads to get them to actually cross the line and make the sale. So again, in that process that your prospective customers are going through when they are leads, what is that process like for them? Is that journey, is that experience one that you would be proud of? Do you even know? Have you even actually mapped out what that experience is? And then last of all, when they become customers, again, it's things like thinking about how, if you are selling products, it's things about thinking about the delivery, it's about thinking about the packaging, it's thinking about the unpacking process, it's about providing great customer service. It's always about being remarkable and surprising and delighting your customers and kind of going over and above what they would expect. And then the customer journey continues because hopefully they will go on to refer you to friends or to other people in their business. And also, hopefully they'll come back and buy from you again. So one of the things that you can do is you can measure the experience that your customers have had with your brand using something called NPS, that's Net Promoter Score. And my call to action today would be very simply map out your customer journey. What happens from the point that they are prospects through to leads, through to customers, and hopefully through to leaving you fantastic reviews and referring you on to other customers. And make sure that you are delivering a really fantastic customer experience at every one of those points, that you are also on brand and that you're embodying your brand values and what you believe about your business at each one of those steps. Do let me know how you get on with mapping that customer journey. It's something that I really enjoy doing. So if you do want some help with this, then you can get in touch with me via my website, emmyfaust.com. These are my short December daily episodes. I hope you're enjoying them, and do connect with me. Come and find out more at emmyfaust.com. That's my website, and you can also find me on most social media channels at emmyfaust. Thanks so much for listening, and catch you tomorrow.